to Kathy about the strategies and skills.
All right, there we go. Kathy Katz, welcome back.
Thanks. Thanks for joining us today. I'm your host, Kathy Katz. I'm a relationship communication coach, and through my weekly workshops and my one-on-one coaching, I try to help people communicate rationally and not emotionally. I've been doing this for many years under the brand name TalkToKathy.com. And in all that time, I've discovered that people do get better results. That's why I created this show, to share what I've learned and allow others to do the same. So let's get started. We're here today with our engineer, Paul Roberts.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We're here, ready to roll here. Sorry we're a couple minutes late. I'm late.
You know what, Paul? Nobody's perfect, right? We strive for excellence, not perfection.
I'd say I should have been here, but then you chastise me when I say should have.
No, we don't use the word should, right? Because it creates cortisol. But today is a special day. Matter of fact, I wanted to start the show, Paul, with that great old tune, Hey, Hey, Paul, I Want to Marry You. I don't know how many of you remember that tune, but I do, and I love it. And today I am so excited because our special guests are Eva and Harry, who own Affinity and Company Jewelers in Huntington Beach. And we're in February, and a lot of us remember that Valentine's Day is around the corner. Diamonds are a girl's best friend, right?
That's right.
So we're going to start the show with letting our audience know that you both are married 31 years, and you have been working together over 15 years, and some people say to me, oh, I could never work with my partner. And I personally can relate because I've worked with my husband for about 18 years, and I know what it's like. So first of all, I want to let the audience know, how did you meet, Eva? Do you want to tell everyone how you both met?
Sure, Kathy. As a matter of fact, we met at a Valentine's Day dance here in Orange County, February 13th, 1982. So do the math. That's about 34 years ago. And Harry, I was dancing with another guy, and he saw me, and he swept me right off my feet. He said, you're going to dance with me tonight. And that's kind of how it got started.
So Harry spoke first.
He did.
I love it. And I teach single women to wait for that, because a real man will approach you by coming up to you and talking first. So please, ladies, be patient. See, here's a great story. So Harry, is that true? Did you really approach her first?
If she says so, then it must be true, because her memory is much better than mine.
Harry, I love your accent. Where are you from?
Johannesburg, South Africa.
Wonderful. We actually have listeners in Africa, and so welcome both of you.
Thank you.
Oh, we have a caller.
Yes, you do. I don't know if you're ready to jump in here, but somebody can't wait to pipe in. Today's topic is husbands and wives working together.
Yes.
And we have someone from Los Alamitos. Was it Steve? Was that your name? I forgot.
That's me.
Steve.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Good. I'm looking forward to discussing this subject because I am a non-amateur. I'm a veteran at this.
Uh-oh. Oh, all right. Well, we're going to give you lots of help today. Are you ready? We're going to take some baby steps with you today here.
Okay.
Are you an amateur or you're a non-amateur? You've been through
the... I'm a veteran.
Oh, you're a veteran. Okay, then you're going to give us some guidance. I'm sorry. I got it backwards here.
Absolutely.
All right.
I've been working with my wife for about 17 and a half years now, and working with somebody you love has nothing to do with how much you love someone. It has to do with compatibility on the job. Working environment versus a home environment are two different worlds. And I think you have to have your position has to be defined in your office, no matter what you are. If she's the CEO or you're the CEO, it doesn't matter. But you can't just walk in there as an equal business partner. You each have to have a role. and we find out that works the best. She's in charge of certain things, and I'm in charge of certain things. You can't have two bosses over the same thing.
That's correct.
And that's what's really worked real well for us.
So, in other words, I hear your wife, she respects your position, and that's critical. Respect is a very important term when working together.
Absolutely, and I respect her position because I don't want her position.
So how about Steve, when you go home, do we leave the business at the front door?
That's a good question.
Very good question. In the beginning, the first several years, she didn't leave it at home. I mean, she brought it home with her. I always, at 6 o'clock, 6:30, whenever I ended, that was it. And that went for the weekend, too. So we had to kind of work on that because that's a separate time. That's a separate world. And that's a separate relationship. I have a different hat when I come home, and she has a different hat.
Excellent. I so appreciate the call. This is excellent. And we have a couple married 31 years. How many years are you married, Steve?
20.
20 years.
And what do you do? What's your business? What do you do together
here?
I'm
a chiropractor, and my wife runs the office as the office manager.
There you go.
Excellent, excellent. So we want to take a second and hear how Harry and Eve. Harry, do you want to share with us, when you go home after work, do we stop talking about work? Because I have a suggestion for everyone. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Absolutely.
The suggestion is that you have a designated area in your home where you discuss business so that you don't interfere. Like if you're having guests for dinner, you don't want to talk about what happened at the office. You know, it's just a good way to keep balance. And talk to Kathy wants to let everyone know that there really is a way to differentiate the work and the play. So if any of the people out there are listening, have a designated area in your home. Perhaps you have an office, there's a place in your living room, and just go to that spot every time work comes up. And I know that can be a little challenging, but it's a great way to start.
So if one party walks out of that zone, does that mean the conversation is over for business for the day here?
pretty much, but I will teach you the skills on how to approach that conversation and deal with it. My Monday night group is a great place to come and role play. But I did say I wanted Harry to share with us. Do you stop the business when you walk in the home?
Well, we probably should.
Okay. Have you found that if you do carry it out, that things get a little bit emotional?
Yes, there's a lot of passion.
A lot of passion. And I want the audience to know today, and thank you, caller. Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners about?
Yeah, just what he just mentioned right there, passion. You're dealing with some heavy subjects, money, finances, patient care, and those are heavy subjects, and sometimes it's a work in progress to leave those kind of things at home. You can't cross over.
Excellent.
Thank you so much, Steve, for calling. Hope you'll hang in there and come back and join us again each and every week here and talk to Kathy.
Absolutely. Thank you for letting me speak.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Hey, if anybody else wants to call in, we are taking call-ins today here. We're going to try something different. I know it's difficult to call in. Most people would rather tweet in these days than actually participate in the radio. But if you feel moved, if you feel that you have something to say, we're taking calls at our two studio lines, 949-330-7761 or 949-330-7762. Either one of those will be taking calls throughout the day. And, of course, you can tweet us at OC Talk Radio, and we'll monitor the Twitter feed and see if we have some other thing. What does Harry – I forgot. Did Harry, you guys – what do you guys do?
They own Affinity & Company Jewelers.
We got a twofer here, right? We got Valentine's Day and everything.
Yes,
okay.
And the fact that they met on Valentine's Day, what a great story.
Wow. Yeah.
And, you know, who wants to tell the audience how you got engaged?
Well – Harry's a very practical person. Being a jeweler, he's very design-oriented and everything, detail-oriented, design-oriented, a perfectionist, and very mechanical. So when it was time, I walked into his workshop one evening, and he had his molds out, or his models, his ring models out, and he says to me, "Do you like any of those?" And there was a tray of about three of them. And I said, yeah, I like this one. And so he says to me, that's going to be your engagement ring.
Oh, wow.
Oh, what a great story. Wow. So it is true that diamonds are a girl's best friend, right, Eva?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. I bet you have so many stories. On. I want to hear them, too. Do you want to hear my proposal?
Please.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Is it romantic?
Oh,
is it good?
Oh, my gosh, okay. Paul. It's so romantic. Okay. My husband at the time when we were dating, he didn't want to pick a day that he thought I was going to guess, like New Year's Eve. So he waited 5 days later, and he said, we're going out for dinner tonight. I said, okay. So he takes me down to this beautiful place down in Corona del Mar. For all of you that are familiar with Corona del Mar in California, it's a beautiful view at night. And there was a shadow behind me, and I said, is that a person with a violin?
Oh,
and he says, are you sure? Is it a person with a violin or a violin case? Well, the next thing you know, my husband did get on one knee, and all of a sudden, I heard this beautiful music coming from behind me.
Oh, my goodness.
All the Italian songs that were just part of my culture that I was raised on, he knew what to do. He knew what to do.
He knew what to do.
And to speed up the story, because we are limited for time, the violinist was so excited. She says, oh, I've never done this before. Oh, this is so exciting. And so he said, come on, we're going out for dinner. Let's take a walk. So we started to walk. I said, we're walking to dinner. And there was a limousine waiting. And he said, get in. And I said, we don't know those people. What are you, crazy? And he thought, oh, my gosh, what am I getting myself into? She's already giving me a bad time. So bottom line, the limo was waiting. And we got in the limo. And the rest is history 20 years later. And I just so appreciate my husband for the beautiful memory. And, you know, it's all about memories. And I want to ask Harry, speaking of memories, so people come into your store, oh, my gosh, for engagement rings. What is that like? Do you tell them how to buy an engagement ring? Are they totally...
Or how to present the engagement ring?
Yeah.
Do you? Because there's all sorts of wild stories. People put them in a glass, and then somebody doesn't see it, and they swallow it or something. Or, you know, well, or I mean, there must be as many miscues as there are good engagement stories, too, here.
There are a lot of good stories, but one that comes to mind is we had a guy that we actually... I know his brother, and he brought his brother in, and he had this whole elaborate plan, which got us a little bit worried, but it apparently all worked out very well. So he was a practical joker. They were going to be getting engaged on the top of a cliff overlooking the ocean, and he had two boxes, one with the real ring, which his friend had, and the other one he had on him, which was the decoy, and he also had back trouble. So he had this whole thing planned out. He was going to pretend to fall because of his back.
Oh my god.
And the ring was going to go over the cliff into the ocean, and it was also a test to see how much she really cared for him and how much she really wanted the ring.
Oh my gosh.
And it apparently worked out very well. It did go over the cliff, and she was more concerned about him than the ring. So it all worked out very well, and they're still married.
Oh, my gosh. Do you remember how many years?
Oh, this was only probably about 3 years ago.
3 years. What? That's a great story. How about you, Eva? Because you're running the front of the store. Have you heard any stories?
You know, I have had stories where people, the one gentleman, he was going to rent a helicopter.
I love it.
And they were going to go over L.A., and then they were going to land in one place, and he was going to give her the engagement ring there, and then get back in the helicopter, and then go to dinner.
Oh. Well, he had a table set on the top of a mountain.
Oh, wow. Like on The Bachelor or one of these shows. Yeah, right.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, I bet you both of you could write a book on this because what great stories. And what about people, you know, it's not just engagement rings. What about anniversaries? People come back. How do you keep your customers coming back? You know, this show is about communication and relationships. I want to know from you. You've been in business how many years, Harry?
Oh,
Quite a few.
A long time.
We'll say quite a few.
We'll say quite a few.
20-something years, for sure.
But seriously, you have repeat customers. You are, you know, you're dedicated. You are knowledgeable. Your staff is very knowledgeable. Go ahead.
It's all about customer service and feeling comfortable in the store. We make our customers feel like they're part of family. You know, remember the old Cheers program? Everybody knows you by your first name.
Right.
And when somebody walks through that door, you know, we'll say, you know, hi, Kathy. Hi, Harry. Hi, Rick. So we get to know you, and we get to know the things that you like. We listen to you. We have a great staff. They each have 30-plus years of jewelry experience.
Wow.
And so they're very knowledgeable, helpful. We're friendly. We don't put any pressure on you. It's about listening to you and what you're looking for. And then we fill in the rest. We show you the pieces. You make up your mind. We wrap it up beautifully. And we want you to feel comfortable.
Yes, women have to feel good to do good. I know Paul's heard me say this before. And a man has to do good to feel good. So when you when those women are trying those rings on, oh my gosh. Have you ever had an experience where the woman didn't fit in the ring? And
You mean he bought the ring and it didn't fit?
Yeah, oh. And they had to bring it back.
I don't even know how I don't even know how you would make. I don't know what somebody's ring size is, and you can't sort of subtly ask what's your ring size without giving away the whole deal here.
Well, I can tell you when they do try and guess, it's usually wrong.
Oh.
Yeah.
But, you know, we can remedy it. We can size it.
You know what someone told me? That depending upon your shoe size was your ring size. Did you ever hear that?
Heard that, but I'm not sure how true that is.
Okay. So, in your store, I know, because I met you several years ago, what's so wonderful is you keep inviting customers back. You have several programs. Do you want to share with the listeners?
Yes, absolutely. Several times throughout the year, we do special events. And most of our special events are tied into helping the community of Huntington Beach. Most of them are charity events. Coming up next month is our March Martini Madness. And it's a charity event. It's going to benefit Assistance League of Huntington Beach.
Excellent.
And we'll do martini tasting. We'll be shooting some basketball hoops, and you'll be scoring a discount with your basketball hoops. So you can score a discount of 10, 15, or 20% off your purchase, and then 10% of your purchase will go back to Assistance League.
Do I get to shoot the basketball before I take the martinis? Because after a few of those, I don't think I'll make too many here.
Yeah.
It's fun.
And it's a fun event, and everybody really enjoys it, and it's all for a good cause. And then later in the year, we'll do our Girls Night Out event and get ready for the holidays. It's usually the first week in November. We have you coming in and doing some wish lists, and also whatever we ask you that you bring in a gift card. Well, we've done a toy drive in the past. We've done food drive. But last year we did gift cards, and that worked out really well because then they're donated to, we did Project Self-Sufficiency, and all the kids, so any age would benefit, little kids, teenagers that they have, they were able to collect all of these gift cards and give them the gift cards to the kids.
Oh.
Somebody tweeted a question here and wanted to know, back to our overall topic, do you think it helps or hurts the relationship when you work together? Does it make you stronger? I guess that's what they're trying to say, because you're working together all day long and you're not going in two different directions. Or does it make it hard, you know, there's never any independent space? That's, I'm reading into the question here now. But
well, I would say it depends on the day. But a bit of both.
Okay, and Talk to Kathy says it's about negotiating.
Mm.
Negotiating that time together. Negotiating the time at work. Negotiating the time with friends. Don't forget to negotiate. Don't intimidate. Don't scare people. And don't guilt people into things. I believe you will receive better results if you negotiate. You have a plan. And this way you don't, there's nothing to hide. There's nothing to be, you know, secretive or evasive, or you get yourself in trouble. Just have a plan.
Give me an example of negotiating. You've used that term a lot. Is it like a business negotiation? All right, I'll give you this. No, I'll give you this. Or is it?
Great question. Okay, for example, this weekend, my husband wanted to go to Super Bowl party, and I said I acknowledged him. You want to acknowledge everyone? They have a right to their opinion, their situation. I said, I want to know what time will we be back, because I have these shows tomorrow, and are you willing to leave at a certain hour? So, because this is work for me, but it's fun, it's fun work.
Right.
And so we negotiated. He says, well, if we leave at this time, I can have you back by that time. How do you feel about that? So there's that communication. We talk to each other. Now, I have a right to say, you know what? It sounds like you want to be there for the entire game, so therefore, I'm going to take a separate car. Or, you know what? I'll just stay home and you go to the party without me. So keep that line of communication open. Are you in agreement, Gus?
Oh, absolutely. Relationships are about negotiating and compromise. You can't just have it all your way or one way. It has to be agreed upon by both parties.
Yes, and Eva does let me know that. I try to get my way.
Was there ever a time when you did have a situation and you want to share with the audience where you were not able to get an agreement? And I want to know what you did, and then I want to share my thought on that.
Okay.
So in other words, Harry said, I want to go to the ball game, and you said, I want to go visit my sister in Detroit. And he said, no, we're going to the ball game. And you said, no, I'm going to Detroit. I teach people how to use complimentary language. Oh, boy. Nonverbal communication.
Wow.
I'm seeing it now.
You should have this on YouTube.
Yeah,
here,
I know. I wish we had a visual right now. Because those times do occur. I mean, nothing is perfect. We strive for excellence, not perfection, because perfect relationships, personally, I don't believe they exist. Okay? So if someone wants to debate me on that. But if it got to that point, I want one of you to say, I sense this conversation is getting emotional and I don't want to continue, so I'm either going to hang up the phone, if you're on the phone, or I'm going to take a walk. I'll be back in a little bit. Stop it. Go two rounds. Through my experience, this tool and skill is very helpful.
Don't keep fighting it out forever here till somebody somebody gives in or buckles under here.
Right, because it's a great skill on how to negotiate both wants and not wants. And don't discount the other person. Don't say, you know, we always go to your mom's house. I want you to acknowledge the fact respectfully. Harry, I know we go to your mom's house every year for the holidays. What do you think about going to my sister's house this year? You know, negotiate. Don't intimidate and don't seduce. Does that help our tweet person?
Yeah, okay. Well, I hope so. That's certainly an insightful answer there.
Oh, I believe it'll keep you healthier because the blood pressure will go up, the stress levels will escalate. You know, it's your choice, right?
So are the rules of engagement sort of for doing this? There must be a way to do this. It must be a skill that you learn, or is this just something that some couples just naturally do?
You know what? I believe there's some people that they have it right, but there are some people that don't, and that's why I'm here to help.
There you go. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break and come back and talk about more about today's topic. Can love blossom when you work together and live together and all the other things? And then we'll talk some more about some tips for Valentine's. We'd be remiss not to take advantage of their expertise here with Valentine's Day right around the corner. All this and more when we come back on Talk to Kathy.
When it comes to pioneers in their respective industries, we all know the Apples, Starbucks, and Trader Joe's of the world. In the realm of recruiting, Decision Toolbox is the industry's best-kept secret. With 90% of their business from referrals and repeat customers, for over 20 years, Decision Toolbox's U.S.-based team of recruiters, sourcers, professional writers, quality personnel, and tech support has perfected a Six Sigma approach to talent management. No matter the size of the project, Decision Toolbox delivers incredible results. A cost per hire less than half of what contingency firms charge. With the winning candidate presented in an average of 14 days. All with a 12-month candidate warranty. With results like that, Decision Toolbox won't be a secret for long. Visit us at www.dtoolbox.com for more information.
Imagine imagine what it would feel like to lose everything. Your job, your home, your family, your dignity. This has happened to thousands of the men, women, veterans, and young adults we serve at Working Wardrobes. What do we do to help? We provide career development services, life skills workshops, job skills training. We provide the perfect interview outfit, and we get clients placed in jobs. Call Working Wardrobes, 714-210-2460. Donate, volunteer, invest, hire.
All right, we're back talking about couples working together, living together here. You both seem so at ease with it. Is this something you had to work towards, or did it just come naturally for both of you?
I think it evolved over time. We kind of got used to it being the way it is.
The norm.
And yeah. I think Harry's relaxed a lot from the earlier days. He was very more stressed out about everything. And, you know, and I can understand, you know, family? Work.
Yeah. How many children do you have?
We have two boys.
Yeah. Are they following the daddy plan?
No, absolutely not.
No.
Well, Harry wanted them to find their own way first, and then they could always come into the business if it was what they wanted.
Excellent. But
I did a very good job of steering them in a different direction.
You did, huh? I want the listeners to know more about your business in a sense where, how did you come up, Harry, with the name Affinity and Company? I mean, affinity is, you know, relationship and...
Well, we actually did have another store before this store, which was called the Custom Goldsmith, which was for 18 years at Main Place Santa Ana. And we were trying to sell that business because we wanted to downgrade to something a little more manageable, something smaller, more personal. It just wasn't working that well for us. We'd been there a long time. We were tired of the hours and... So we had to come up with a different name, and I always liked the name Affinity because it encompasses a lot of things, love of jewelry and just a pleasant sounding name.
I love it because I believe diamonds are a girl's best friend, but. Do you agree, Eva, diamonds are girls? You know, tell us some of the lines you have in your store. I mean, do you find that more women want diamonds now? Are they going towards silver, gold?
Well, we do carry silver now. We didn't used to many, many years ago, but now we carry silver. It's a very popular line. People do like silver, gold, diamonds. We have our Tacori bridal line. We do a lot of bridal business and have a wide selection of bridal engagement rings, and Tacori is the most recognized bridal line in America, and we are happy to keep them. They're all made here in California.
Oh, excellent.
And our product as well, it fits in with our line of jewelry because we do custom design as well. It's all made here in California. And
In the store.
That's
excellent.
Right.
Excellent.
So with the Tacori line, we're offering 10% off your, not 10% off, 10% of the engagement ring price will go toward the purchase of your bands, his and her bands.
Oh, excellent.
So that we are doing, and we also are going to start a wish list with our Fashion Tacori line where you'll be able to fill out a card, and we're going to have a drawing once a month for a Tacori fashion piece.
Oh, excellent. You know, you mentioned earlier about your children. Let the listeners know, when you had children, were you working part-time? Because there's people out there that are have children. I don't have any children. I will not be able to comment on the children part, but go ahead.
Well, let me tell you a funny story. The reason I started working for Harry was because of children. I had my son, and I had every intention of going back to my full-time job before I was pregnant, well, before I had given birth. And afterwards, it just wasn't coming into play that I would be going back full-time. So I eventually gave my notice, and Harry said, why don't you come and work for me?
Love it.
And so, you know, and I could do that easily while my son was napping. I'd, you know, go over there or just be back in time to feed him. And it just worked out that I could go into his shop and help out the office work like I do today.
Right.
And it just evolved from there, where when the kids got a little bit older, I put a little bit more time. And then when they were already in high school, I was working full-time, and then full-time from now on.
I'm curious. I've worked with some single divorced women who said, you know, their husband would never help with taking the baths for the children, you know, having the bath work done. And how were you able to negotiate that at home? You know, you had your responsibilities and you shared them.
Well, because we were, well, in the beginning, yes. But when Harry moved into the mall, and we had these very long hours, and believe it or not, Harry was working like 7 days a week.
I believe it.
And so he had his, but when he had one, we insisted on at least one day off a week.
Good.
And that night was his, you know, he would be bathing the children.
Love it.
And putting them to bed.
So you were able to negotiate that deal in a rational manner and not an emotional manner, correct?
Correct.
See, I told you. I told you this works. Excellent.
How do you keep emotions out of it, though? You say that like that's easy. These are emotional issues about children and money and feelings and stuff. How do you keep feelings out?
Well, you know what? There is a contract that's out there that I have couples use. And once a year, even when you're married 31 years like yourselves, negotiate time, space, money, play. Time together. Time by yourself, time with the couple and other people, money, my money, your money, our money, you know, space. Where's your space in the house for your, you know, maybe your craft work? And he has his tools. So, but people don't talk. They're just ready to fight all the time.
Yeah.
I sense they want to blame other people. And that's why I love the tools that I teach. And if, you know, we'll talk about that later, you know, my Monday night group. And also one-on-ones, because I believe that if people were better communicators, I believe relationships would last longer. But you know,
amen.
You know, but I think people give up too easily. You know, from the people that I've worked with, but they come back and they want to get it. You know, they want to get it right. You know, so all we can do is our best. No perfection here.
So maybe in that sense, working together would help you communicate, because you have to communicate at work. It can't be, we're not playing I Got a Secret here. You know,
right.
If something, we're out of supplies or we need this or we've got a problem or we need to address something, you have to have good communication to make a business
right.
successful.
And it starts with the individual. I read once, you know, if you were not a good communicator, you were, you know, condescending, abrupt, secretive, and evasive. But a good communicator knows how to say what they want and what they don't want. And I teach people how to convey those messages in either a respectful manner or a cherishing manner. And I know it sounds easy, but it takes practice. And that's what we do in my Monday night group. We practice role playing, you know, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, to incrementally desensitize those old habits. And where do we learn those habits from? You know, our parents when we're little, or our cultures, our churches, you know, aunts and uncles. And so it's just a good awareness for people to investigate a new system to help them get better results. And that's, you know, what I'm all about. So
Valentine's Day is right around the corner. For those of you listening live, we're doing this on the 8th. You may be listening later as a podcast. You can still learn from this. What do people do on Valentine's Day? Is it still as big a jewelry day, or is jewelry, I don't know, has it changed somehow?
It's changed a little bit. It used to be more, I think, jewelry focused, but now they want to include
flowers, dinner.
Dinner, candy. Yeah. But jewelry is still a part of it. It actually is still a part of the mix. And so instead of doing maybe a higher amount, it's a lower amount, but it's still now part of the mix, so they can still include it in part of the mix. And we have a wide range of prices on jewelry, so it's
give us a range.
And the price of gold now, I mean, you're watching the gold market.
Yeah,
right?
It's come down, so it's wonderful, although it's going up a little bit more now, but it's at a better place than it was 4 years ago. So we can start at a price range around, you know, $90, let's say.
Oh, wow.
And up from there. So, and we have some beautiful pieces. We've got pieces from Italy. We've got pieces in our estate case. And we've got a lot of different things that we can offer you.
What's an estate case? I don't know what that is.
Well, we have a big estate case, which I know a lot of people are asking, what does estate mean?
Mm-hmm.
It just means previously owned. So we do keep some previously owned items, and they're very reasonably priced. So you might find a little heart pendant there. You might find a heart ring, maybe some little earrings there. So something that will fit your budget.
Or something bigger.
You might
something from the 20s or the 30s.
Uh-huh.
It's a big collection of different things.
Excellent. Right. Excellent. Do you find that most people want new jewelry?
You know what? Jewelry is more of a taste, what you like. Not so much is it new, is it old. It's what you like.
Excellent.
And
so there isn't a resistance that somebody else once upon a time gave this to their lover or something, and somehow
no,
I feel like I'm getting secondhand or something here.
Some people actually like the fact that there's history.
Mm.
In fact, they like it if you can tell them the history.
The history.
But
oh,
you
right.
don't always know. Sometimes we try and find out, but we
wow.
don't always
This
know.
Was given to somebody in the 1920s, and they lived yeah. forever, and and now that love continues or something here. Right? Yeah, I bet there are some great stories attached to some of the stuff.
We try and make sure that it's all in good condition. If it needs any refurbishing, we do that first.
Mm-hmm.
Some things you just can't fix, so we don't put them out.
Okay.
Because you can't fix them. They're just too worn out.
Mm-hmm.
But other things, you know, there's things you can do.
What's the most exotic thing? We always want to know extremes. What's the most exotic thing? What's the biggest thing? What's the fanciest thing? What's the richest thing? What's the
yeah.
give us the drool ones. Here
the
we go.
The biggest Ooh. Diamond you've ever sold.
Or the oldest or crazy. give us the big wild stories that everybody goes, ooh.
Well, we did make a big fancy ring for a client that his wife likes very large pieces of jewelry. And they always have very interesting things that they want done. So we did make him a 22-carat fancy yellow diamond set in with some more diamonds. I think there were at least another 10 carats of diamonds, also yellow and white.
Wow.
Very exotic looking.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So his things are always very interesting. We have a lot of fun making stuff for them.
Harry, will you let the audience know, what is the difference between a yellow diamond? I always wonder, what about black diamonds? I love black diamonds. I hope my husband's listening.
Black diamonds.
I love black diamonds with white diamonds. But what's the difference?
Well, black diamonds really are just diamonds with a lot of imperfection in them. You just need to have enough that the light doesn't get through.
Okay.
So the good thing about that is they're and much less expensive.
Oh, he'll love that. Are you listening, honey?
Boy, there's a keeper. So the one she likes is the least expensive of the diamonds here, right?
There you go. Now, I know you have a surprise for our listeners today. If they go in and they mention they listen to your show, my show, Talk to Kathy, your show and my show, Talk to Kathy. What is the promo going on now for Valentine's Day, Eva?
Well, the promo right now is we are offering a box of See's candies in the form of a gift certificate. So it allows you to go in and get it whenever you want to.
Is there a minimum purchase on there?
There is no minimum purchase. It's for Valentine's Day, any Valentine's Day purchase.
See, guys, there you go. Now you have two gifts. You give one to your mother, you give one to your girlfriend, one to your wife. And if they do want to inquire about engagement rings, what is the system? They come in, I mean, they don't have the girls' ring size, as we've identified earlier, but...
You know, the process for an engagement ring, there's no set rule.
Okay.
Couples can come in together, guys come in separate, girls come in separate. It's a matter of feeling comfortable when you walk into the store, and we make you feel comfortable. You could also review our Yelp. We've got good reviews. We focus on you. We educate you on diamonds and on the ring, and just let you know, go from there. You know, we'll ask you some questions, we'll sit you down, we'll get to know you. You could sit with us for a couple hours.
Are you going to have special hours during the Valentine week?
Well, our hours are Monday through Friday from 11 to 7 and Saturday 11 to 6. But I think on this Saturday we're going to open up at 10. So we're going to do 10 to 6 on Saturday. And then Sundays we usually open 12 to 5. And I believe this Sunday, because it is Valentine's Day, we'll be open 11 to 5.
11 to 5 on Valentine's Day, guys.
Yes.
I hope you're listening.
And never too late to go over and pick up that last minute gift here, whatnot.
Never too late. And if people don't live in California, because I do have listeners all over the globe, do you have a website or Facebook page?
We have a Facebook page, and we'd like you to like us on Facebook. And our website is Affinity andcojewelers.com.
Oh, and that's C-O for company.
Yes.
So, and the word A-N-D.
Yes.
Spell affinity for those that are struggling with it. How many F's and N's? And
A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y.
Okay. Affinityandco.com?
No. And co-jewelers, plural, .com.
Got it. Okay. All right. And your store is located where? What's the address?
18575 Main Street in Huntington Beach, and that's at the Five Points Plaza Shopping Center.
Okay.
Right by Mario's.
All right. There you go.
Excellent. So do you have any questions for Talk to Kathy today, or what did you learn from this experience?
Or to Chance, if you, you know, maybe you haven't figured out 100% of thing. Maybe there's something you want to bring to the table here and say, you know, we've had a great success, but boy, if we could figure out this, you know.
Or you want to share with the listeners, working together can work if...
Don't get emotional, like Harry says. I can get emotional. I try to control myself.
We're women.
I know, and I don't want to suppress my feelings
right,
in any way.
Exactly.
But I just have to think about it a little bit more before I get too heated.
But he still loves you, even though you're irritating, emotional, right? And what else?
Harry's looking at me, and we're both nodding there.
because we
can come up with a long laundry list beyond that one. Right?
You have a long laundry list, and he sounds like a great
guy.
And
you know what? It's also about knowing your spouse, too. You know, you also have to have those, you know, those boundaries.
Boundaries. I love the word boundaries. Paul's heard me say boundaries.
Yes.
You know when to pick your battle, right?
Right. And what buttons are you going to push or not push? Because, you know, you could end up... somewhere else, and I don't want to be somewhere else. So,
And women get what they want by knowing what they don't want. Men get what they want by going after it.
Totally different approach there.
Men pick with their eyes, like you picked Eva, and Eva picked with her ears because when she heard jewelry store.
Well, it wasn't a jewelry store in those days. It was a workshop.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
We did manufacturing only.
Oh, okay. And which city was that in? Was that here in California?
You were in Los Alamitos.
Oh, okay.
And we were there for like 10 years, I would say, before we went into retail.
Yeah, no, 8 years.
So I'm from a long line of manufacturing jewelers. I'm fourth generation.
Is that because you're South African? And in South Africa, they have, of course, the Kimberley Mines and all the famous jewelry places.
Yeah, that was part of it. I mean, my grandfather went there rather than America because he heard that's where the gold was.
Wow.
I'm sure the gold got to America just as well.
Wow. And what was your mom like? I mean, did she love jewelry?
My mother's still alive, actually. She's in her mid-80s. She took what my dad gave her. She it's a thing that you get to appreciate more the more you're around it.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like chocolates.
Exactly.
Or wine or anything else.
Wine.
Yeah, right.
He gave her a piece every now and again, and I think she liked all the pieces that she got.
Oh, wow. A woman of my own heart, yes.
Can I ask a tough question? I'm sorry to ask a tough question, but what is the state of jewelry these days? Because there has been a lot of controversy about blood diamonds and whatnot, origin, and the industry has worked very hard to try and figure that out. Because a lot of people, young people today, are saying, making statements, not buying jewelry because of concerns of what they're supporting or whatever.
Yeah, the industry has worked pretty hard. They've got a number of things in place now to take care of that and try and stop. But, you know, it's something that's very hard to prove one way or the other. I mean, you could say the same thing about steel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people still drive cars, so...
Where does the steel come from? But I don't know how that got started, but the whole idea of so many conflicts in Africa were being fueled by diamonds, and that was leading to these horrible things in Sierra Leone and all sorts of other places, and slaughters and whatnot. And more and more people, celebrities, in fact, started standing up saying, well, then don't support these causes by buying these beautiful diamonds here or something.
Well, celebrities like to feel good about themselves. And I think they bring up things that they don't always know that much about.
Right.
So, but it has improved a lot. And as far as I'm concerned, I think everything's pretty good now.
They have much more control over all this.
There's more control. The industry knows it has to clean up its own act, and it usually will.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to continue doing business.
Okay, there you go.
Well, this was so much fun. Valentine's week, and you met on Valentine's, and you marry a jeweler. I don't think it gets any better than that.
No, it's like a fairy tale here.
Yeah, it's a great story, and thank you for sharing it with the audience. And again, Affinity & Company Jewelers, Huntington Beach, married couple, 31 years. They know their product, and they appreciate their customers, and their customers obviously appreciate them because they keep coming back. So thanks again, and I hope this experience was a good one for both of you.
I want to thank you, Kathy and Paul, for inviting us. We enjoyed this very much.
Well, thank you.
Excellent. And happy Valentine's Day to everyone.
Yes, happy Valentine's
Day. And even if you don't get the jewelry, just a wish, and I'm sure someone will be very pleased. Thank you for listening. Until next time.
Thanks, Kathy.
Your host.